Hey, baby. Are you also awake? No, I'm just sitting here, enjoying the sounds of the sun there. They're a bit loud though. I don't feel so comfortable as I thought. Yeah, I might be a little scared of the thunder. It's just scary, you know. I'm really scared for some reason. I know I shouldn't be, but it's really scary. Also, I'm really hungry, and I'm thirsty as well. I'm always thirsty at night, you know that. Get some water. No, baby. I'm not thirsty in that way. I'm, you know, blood. But I know I've already had my share of blood for today. I wouldn't want to get too much of your blood, so it's okay. I'll just wait it out, and I'll get blood tomorrow. Yeah. I'm really still scared though. If you don't mind, could you wrap a blanket around me and also get in that blanket and cuddle me, please? You're warm. Warm and safe in your arms. Yeah, this is better. So scary for no reason. Who invented thunder? Distract me. How are you going to distract me then? Tell me another story? I wouldn't mind that actually. I kind of love your stories a lot, and you tell them in such a good way. Make out a bit. Yeah, we can make out. I don't know if it's gonna work, but there is no point in not trying it out, right? What harm could we do by making out? I love you so much. Baby, I know another way that you could distract me in. For example, we could do some mouth stuff again, just like last time. We can get a little frisky underneath the blanket, and we can explore a little further with each other. Or, if you'd really want to, we can take things a bit further. I think I am ready for that. Yeah, I think I am. I think that's what I want. I think I want to feel you inside of me really, really badly. It's been so long. It's been forever since I was able to bottom, and I have a really good feeling about it. And it's been just since... I can't remember the last time I well, the last time I bottomed it, you know how it, my, yeah, but I'm trying not to think about that. I want to make new memories of me being bottom. I want to have new feelings, and I want you to do it. I just really think I'm ready to have you inside me. Would you like that? Would you feel comfy topping me, please? Yeah, now, you know, the thunder is a perfect excuse not to go to sleep already. So, if you also want it, then we could grab some lube and maybe a condom for protection if that's what you want, or we could do without. I mean, I trust you, and I haven't slept with anyone since, so we could do it without a condom. In fact, I think it would be more fun if that is really what you want as well, of course. Yeah. Should I grab the loop? You're going to do it, okay. Wait, baby. I want to do this slow. Okay, there's no need to rush. Okay. You got it? Okay, I'll lay down for you. I can't believe we're about to do this. I've kind of been waiting until I was ready. I've been waiting for so long. And you've probably also been wanting to do it, right? Are you hard already? Good. I'm also hard. Would you like to touch my bulge first a bit? Yeah, okay. I think I'm ready to drop my underwear. I think I'm ready to drop my boxers. Yeah, I'm really hard. Don't look at it. I mean, you're allowed to, of course, but... I'd rather have you look at my behind. I'd rather have you... brace me a bit there. Maybe you could do some foreplay with your fingers. No, not like that. Not inside. Maybe just go over my butt cheeks with your finger. I like the feeling of those little touches you do at night. But I'd like to feel them on my butt without any boxers on. Can I just lay on my belly for you? Please. I'm really nervous actually, but in a good way. I've never bottomed for you, and I'm curious to what you feel like inside. To what you would feel like inside of me. Just straddle me a bit, if you don't mind. Yeah, that's relaxing. I like how you run your fingers over my butt. It's like you're giving it little bits. You're so gentle. Your finger gently, so I'm nice and ready for you. Yeah. Oh no, it feels okay. I just got startled. It's been a while. Yeah, maybe just one finger. Thank you. I love you. Feels really warming. My whole body is ready. Ready for you, baby. I think I really want it. Yeah, I'm sure I want you to top me. I'm really sure. 100%. Just, go gentle. Oh, yeah, of course, I'll stop you when it's too much. Don't worry. Hey, nothing, just, you can get in position, baby. Sorry, please, just know that I trust you. Okay, I trust you completely. I trust that you'll go gentle on me, and I trust that you'll stop if it hurts. Okay. I love you a lot. You can enter me slowly now. Yeah, I would love that. But it doesn't hurt. I can't believe I'm actually bombing for you. I can't believe you're actually inside me. I love you so much. Yeah, of course you can go a bit deeper inside of me, but please just don't start trusting yet. I'm having a little trouble taking you in all at once. No, it's fine. Just keep going, but take it slow, baby. It's not a race. It's not a race. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's Feels amazing. It feels really. I love you so much. You're doing so good. I love it. I really like it. It feels really nice to have you inside me. It feels so good. You're making me feel so amazing and warm and loved and desired. I like the way you're getting needy for my body. I like the way you're respectful about it. And I love the way you're not pushing any limits. You're just making love to me. Gently. Is it okay if I just shut up and enjoy the feeling? It's been such a long time. No, it feels nice. Still, feels really. I want a bit more of your cock. I want more of your penis in me. Please. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Don't stop. I love you. You made me come without any hands. That's nice. It felt so good. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Wait, did you not come? Oh, why not? Then why'd you stop? I thought you came. No? It's okay. You can keep going if you want. Yeah, of course. It's not because I came that I would like to stop. I want you to come in me as well. You deserve it. And I also kind of want to feel your warmth in me. I want to feel your calm inside of my body. I want to feel your seed skirting in me. It's been so long, you know. And I love you. And I want you to finish because of me. Yeah, I do. Oh my god, you're going at it again. Do you think you're gonna last long? No, I don't think so either. By the way, your body is shaking. You're like shivering and stuff. You always do that right before you come. Right before you have to. Right before you. There we go. That's so hot. How are you feeling? Me too. Baby, I have to tell you a secret. I've never had anything like that. I have had sex before, but it's never been like this. I don't think I've actually ever made love before, but that's definitely what this was. Oh god, I'm blushing. This is what making love feels like. Just having slow, passionate sex with the person you love. I love you. Thank you for giving it to me. Thank you for giving that to me. That feeling of being wanted and desired and handled so gently and caring. I love you. And I don't think I could ever imagine what my life would look like if I didn't have you. I love you so much. See, I've gotten better at kissing as well. My fangs don't really bite you anymore. My fangs don't really hurt you anymore. Yeah, look at us. Look at us being so good together. We're such a great team. It's silly to say, but it felt like it was meant to be. When we were making love, it felt so right in every aspect. Your penis inside me, and your fingers running along my back and my shoulders, and you gently kissing my neck. I've never felt anything like this before, but now I know this is how it's meant to be. This is how it's meant to feel like when you're making love. Person you love. And it also really distracted me from the thunder. I don't even mind it anymore. It's nice as a background sound. It's comforting because now I associate the thunder with making love to you. Every time it's on a thunder, I'm gonna think of this moment and never be scared anymore. I'm only gonna think about you. I love you. Oh god, I can't stay away from your lips. Huh? I whimper when I kiss. Yeah, I guess you're right. Baby, I know it's a bit stupid to ask, but I am actually starving. Just a small bite, please? Just a couple of drops or something. I'm really hungry. Please, just a little. I promise. It's not going to harm you in any way. You're going to sleep anyway, so, you know, it's only a bit of blood. I know you already gave me some today, but it's just a little, okay? Thank you. I promise, I'll not take much. Where's your face? Here. Are you ready? Thank you, my love. It tastes surprisingly good after sex, baby. It's like your blood is a lot sweeter after you came. That's funny. You look a little dizzy and tired, though. Are you feeling lightheaded? I shouldn't do this, taking blood so late at night. I promise this is the only time I did that. I'm always going to be careful with you, with how much blood I actually take. I don't want to accidentally drain you, or, you know, make your heart stop because of the amount of blood I take. I love you. Thank you for always taking such good care of me. You're truly an angel, sent right to me from heaven. That reminds me. I wonder if Victor also has an angel watching over him right now. Yeah, I miss him. We've grown apart, but he's still my brother, you know? Well, twin brother at that. It's like half of me is gone, and I can't help but want it back. Maybe one day I'll get to introduce you to Victor. You'll love him. He's a bit odd, and he has a problem with drinking a bit too much sometimes, but he's a really nice guy, though. He's like me, but a little less shy, and also a bit more extroverted. He's really friendly, and he's good at making new friends. You would love him. But I guess we'll have to see if you eventually meet, if I ever even get the chance to see him again. Anyways, no time for sadness. I got you. You're my little treasure, and I'm not letting you go. Good night, handsome. You're my everything. Thank you.